Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Holy Ghost Radio Show, a spirit-filled show with a prophetic mandate to reach the lost and impact God's people with biblical and revelation knowledge. We pray that the Word of God will make a difference in the lives of every listener. So tell a family member, friend, and a neighbor to tune into this life-changing message. Be blessed.
Well, hello, everyone. I am your host, Tyana Copeland, and I want to welcome you all to Holy Ghost Radio Show, a spirit-filled show with a prophetic mandate to reach the lost and impact God's people with biblical and revelation knowledge. On today's show, we are joined by a man of God, not just a man of God, but an anointed man of God. He is an apostle, an end-time prophet. He is making his mark through YouTube with his prophetic teaching and Elijah boot camp classes. His ministry is called Transformation Ministries. Also, he is the founder of the Prophet's House. The Lord has revealed to him some end time events that's about to take place. So please stick around the entire show because the Lord has a word for this entire nation. Now, tonight we will be taking live questions, comments on this show. So feel free at any time to ask your questions. So please help me welcome Apostle Conrad Bowman. How are you, man of God?
I am great. I'm great in the Lord. How you doing, prophetess?
I am good. I am good. Now, I want you to tell the people, I know I've already said some things about you, but I want you to tell the people about yourself, about your ministry. When was it that you realized you were called of God?
Wow. I think called of God, that's such a good question. I think from early on, you know, I've been in Christian school and in church my entire life, and not just going to church or your parents making you go, but I really had a relationship at, you know, 4 and 5 years old in school and coming through church and the rigmaroles of Christian school and Christian college education. But I think I really realized that I was truly called at the age of 12.
Wow.
You know, there's some things that happened before then that mm-hmm. let me know that I was called, but I really knew it at 12. And then again, at around, I would say, 22, when God really started to speak to me about exactly who I was as a prophetic vessel to the nations.
Wow, wow. Now, I want you to tell the people, how can they get in contact with you before we start this show? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to have some questions after the show. So can you give them some information, like maybe your email or website, things like that?
Sure. You can reach me at transformationprophet@gmail.com. That's the word transformation, and then the word prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, @gmail.com. Also, our website is up at www.transformme2012.wix.com/transformme. That's the words transformme2012, the number is 2012.wix, which is wix.com/transformme. And also on Facebook, you can look me up. I believe it's still Apostle C. Bowman, facebook.com/ApostleCBowman. And also on YouTube, I know the YouTube channel is called ConRabbit, but it's really under Conrad Bowman and Transformation Ministries. If you just type my name in, the lessons and different things will come up. And I really pray you'll be blessed.
Yes, yes. I've been really enjoying your video. Every time they come out, I'm really in it, watching it. So it's really been a blessing. Now, we have talked briefly about the prophetic and the end time dreams that you have.
Yes.
Can you tell us about it? Tell us what is God saying, not only to the world, but to the church?
Wow. If I could really sum it up. Wow, prophets, that's really heavy. to really even put it in a sentence, and I'll do my best. But really, okay. Even before I get into the dream I had, God is really calling for his people to wake up. And the shakings, it's almost like God is using things to shake us, to wake us up. We have gotten so accustomed to the form of church that we've kind of exited out or emptied out the power of the real church. And the church that's called out, not just the ecclesia or us gathering together, but our mission, our mandate, the Great Commission in its totality is really apostolic. It's God gathering people who have been sent to say, my God, that really, really blessed me right there, because God has been doing some things that that I, you know, sometimes we come to a place that we tell God no. And when he really is calling us to do things that was divinely set up for us before the foundation of the world, a lot of times we meet it with reluctance. We really don't want to do it because it causes us to step out of our comfort zone, you know? He is calling the church out of our comfort zone so that we can reach the people, even the people that are in the church that are lost in the house, lost in the house. Even down to the events that happened this morning, praying for World Changes Church and Pastor Creflo Dollar. But we need God in the church, and we are so comfortable with just coming to church to the point that now Satan is comfortable in our church services. Lord, that we can come and sit in a powerless service week after week, month after month, and be okay with it. And we have allowed the spirit of Ichabod to totally take over our churches. And God is like, I have to shake so many religious forms, and I have to cause so many things to happen, because if I don't, the world won't repent. It's not so much about the people that know God that need to repent. They need to just come back. But it's the people in the world that need to see that God is real so that he can be glorified among the heathen. Yeah. So, you know, that's a little bit of what God is doing.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. So let's get into this dream you had. And I know you were saying that you want to reveal some things that's going to happen, like, in the next 5 years.
Yes, God. Wow. I actually had this dream maybe 2 months ago, and actually had forgotten about it. And I don't know how you forget about a dream like that, but I just kind of, you know, put it under the rug and kind of tucked it, and didn't really say too much about it, because I'm like, God, if I tell anyone about this dream, people are going to think that I have lost my mind. But I remember the night that you had called me, and you were talking about how God was going to do some things, and it was time for the remnant to either, you know, people to decide whether or not they're going to be a part of the remnant or the multitude, and that it was no more straddling the fence, you know, come all the way clean or stay away dirty. And you had mentioned, you know, I was sitting, you know, I was actually laying down. And you said this next phrase, which just, I mean, I just almost stood up on my feet. You said God is about to do something so apocalyptic, something so out of the box in the next 5 years from 2013 to 2017. And I said, oh, my God. God, you're revealing this to other people. And it really caused that dream to be stirred in me. But I'm going to try to go through this as best as I can. And y'all just pray my strength in the Lord, because every time I talk about it, it brings me right back to that experience. And it was a harrowing experience. It wasn't a dream like, oh, I've been in the presence of the Lord. It was, you know, I've been in the presence of the Lord, but the Lord that I don't, the Lord in the end time, the Lord that is not playing games with us.
Wow.
The great and terrible God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was a morning dream, or you want to call it a daydream.
I had
woken up, and I think I'd started writing during the day and going over some scriptures, and I just laid down real quick. I had been out and about looking at some properties, and I came back, and I laid down.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was laying down, the part of the dream that was really, very pertinent was I was in the inner city, and many people know Prophet Sharonda. In this dream, me and Prophetess was walking around the city, and I recognized mm-hmm. it as Baltimore, because I'm, you know, a native from Baltimore City in Maryland. And
mm-hmm.
we're walking around, and I came past a woman who was carving something.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like she was carving a lamp or some kind of figurine. And I recognized this woman as Holly Berry. And I asked her, I kept asking her what time it was. And for the life of her, she would not give me the time of day it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, proceeded on, and some kind of way my dream slipped. And at one point I saw the behind of a building, it's like the street just fell into the ground. I said, okay, God, that's weird. And then the next thing I knew, Sharonda, myself, one of my workers, Decorian, and also my spiritual daughter, Alonda Sims, was in the middle of a green grassy field, just the four
uh-huh.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the middle of a field, and the wind began to kick up, very intense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dark outside. It looked like the sun was going down. But it was very, very windy, blissful or bustful, a lot of wind, and so much so that the trees began to lean sideways. And we was like, what's going on? And immediately, Sharonda said, it's a tornado. I know it's a tornado. It's a storm coming. It's a storm
mm-hmm.
coming up. And
mm-hmm.
I looked to my far left, and I turned around, and out of the sky were clouds that were turning orange and green. Lord have mercy. And
wow.
you could just see lights coming from inside of these storm clouds. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
God, what is going on? And all of a sudden, any of you who I know live anywhere near the Midwest, they have sirens that go off when a tornado is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I could hear something coming, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And I know Alonda looked at the cloud, and she said, oh, my God, what is that? And out of the cloud came these tentacles, and that's the only way I can really describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like tentacles or tendrils or vines, but they were red and green, and they were spinning around, almost looked like octopus legs in the middle of the sky, like huge wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I mean, they were huge. They were huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to spin. And on them were these huge pink orchids. I'll never forget this. And they were opening and they were spinning. And then another one came. And then another
mm-hmm.
one came out of the side. And then another one came till it was about four of them spinning rapidly over us.
Mm-hmm.
You could just hear them turning, just. I mean, the sound of the wind, it was like, they looked like sideways tornadoes.
Wow.
They looked like sideways tornadoes in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked up, and I was like, oh, my God. I mean, it was so intense, you gripped your chest because of the noise was so loud. And then all of
mm-hmm.
a sudden, they dropped to the earth right on top of us. When they
wow.
fell to the earth, it's like the entire earth just opened. You just heard the tremors of the earth. Just, it was so, it's like impact
wow.
when you think you've died. I mean, it was
mm-hmm.
just, the impact was so thunderous. And then all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
I looked up, we were all laying prostrate, and when I opened my eyes, we were inside of a motor trailer, which was a living room. And, you know, many people have trailers for homes.
Yes.
We were inside of this living room, and I looked up, and to the side and back of me, you know, Sharonda and DeCorian and Alonda were there on the floor with me, and we were just laying there prostrate.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of us, about the size of, I'd say, maybe a dresser drawer or a chair, were these giant-sized mannequin heads. Now, you guys, this was weird when I saw it, but when I tell you the fear of the Lord gripped me in this dream, just laying there, and there was these giant mannequin heads across the floor, and it looked like it was dark in the room, but there was a couple lights over in a couple places in this living room. And you saw, you know, regular couches and a dining table, but in the middle of all of them were about 50 mannequin heads, giant mannequin heads. And they looked so real. And the skin of them, they looked really, you know, they were cut off at the shoulders, just like, you know, a wig head or a mannequin head is. You know, only thing is they look real. And prophetess, I tell you, for hair, they had the same tendrils or the same vines coming out of their scalp, and they were flowers, these pink orchids. And I'm like, what am I looking at, God? And all of a sudden, one zipped across the floor, and you can hear water underneath it just as it moved across the floor. And then they began to move at different places in the floor, and we were watching this. And they were just synchronized, like they were getting in spots. And when they once they found their spot, they were just stabilized. They just stayed right there. And then all of a sudden, the leader, the leader head or whatever, it came around front and just stopped right in front of us. And the eyes popped open. And then all of a sudden, the rest of their eyes popped open. And the first mannequin head said, "In the year 2013. And then the rest of them just echoed behind her or behind this mannequin head, "In the year 2013. And in the corner, there was, in the corner top right-hand side of the building, there was a television. It looked like an old beat-up television set that, that had snow, the fuzz on it, and then it turned on to CNN. Help me to go through this, God. Help me, Lord.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jesus.
And on CNN, it began to talk about celebrity deaths, instantaneous freak accidents of celebrity deaths. It began to go through different things that were going to happen in the state of California and in Florida concerning the water, many floods. I saw a wall of water just hit this wall, and the wall just began to just come down, and people were getting flooded out. Tsunamis in very, very unusual places. There were outbreaks of volcanoes. People began to live in different parts of the world. They began to live not on the market system, but they began to grow produce in their backyard again. Began to see people with pigs and cows, and 30 people would live in one house. People were carpooling. Gas was at an all-time high. In some places, $20 a gallon. You had to be rich to afford certain things. The polar ice caps were melting, and it was causing a total catastrophe on the greenhouse effect, to the point that water was flooding major bodies of water. We had too much water going into our oceans. Lord, help me with this.
Oh, Jesus.
Very, very, very bitter winters, very cold winters. And as these years kept coming, one of the things that came was the election. The election, I mean, as it went from different scene to scene, they would announce it. And the mannequin head would say, as they went to the next year, "In the year 2014, there will be mass confusion. There will be mass outbreaks of death." There was a plague that came back. The Black Plague had came back. There was a disease that came out of the water because of the stagnant water that was left. They talked about the election and that the election would go one way. It seemed like it would go in the favor of the people, but that God said that the election would not go the way that people thought it was going to go. It would look like it at first, but it was not going to appear and happen the way that people thought it was going to happen. Help me, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
And their voices, the only way I can describe their voices sounded like horns. I mean, it sounded like, the only way I could describe it was like they had never sang a song in their entire life. It's like their whole life, they talked like that. All they did was talk. But it was so tremendous that, you know, I know Sharonda in the dream, she just focused. I just kept looking in awe. Alonda was crying, and I know my armor bearer B, he was just weeping, because what they were going through, and the events had nothing to do. Yes, God. Help me, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said nothing. God, there was nothing revealed to me, Tiana, in this dream about the church until yesterday, until last night when I came home from church. And when I came home from church, we began, you know, you called me and we began to talk a little bit. And the first thing I said was there would be many deaths in the pulpit. I didn't know who was going to wake up this morning and find out this man was shot in the pulpit.
Yeah.
I was leading prayer.
Wow.
But we are beginning to see, and I'm going to go back into the dream because it's not over, but we're going to begin to see. We are at, you guys got to understand, we are not coming toward the end times. You are in the birthing pains, the beginning of the end times now.
Yes.
To the point that we will prophesy, and it won't take years, and it won't take months, and it won't take days. It'll take hours, and it'll come to pass. Because we are headed to a head-on collision with God in these times. And God does not have time to waste with us anymore.
Wow.
We're going to see a sharper word, a keener word, an instantaneous word coming to pass. So words of destruction and damnation and death and judgment will come fast. And words of promotion and words of encouragement and words of manifestation and words of liberty for the body of Christ and for the people that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying will come instantaneously as well. So, so depending on what side of the Lord you are on will depend upon how fast you will either get your word or receive your death. But we have to make up in our mind right now whose we are and who we are and who we're going to serve. And every idol is coming down. Every idol in the entertainment world is coming down. Every idol in the business world is coming down. And every idol in the church world is coming down. God will get his glory, and he will not share it with another.
Wow.
So as they began to go through these subsequent years, as they went to the next year, I remember when they hit 2015, and this, I mean, I was stuck in this dream for a good 45 minutes. And as they went to the next year, their voices would elevate. In the year 2015, in the year 2016, I mean, it just kept escalating. And to the point that when they reached the climax, that they stopped, and I heard a knock on the door at the beginning or behind me in this trailer. And I turned my head to see who was knocking on the door. And six older white men, gentlemen, came in this trailer and one older black man. And when I turned back around, all of the mannequin heads were gone.
Wow.
And the TV had disappeared. It wasn't on. It was gone. And we were sitting there and, God. My God. God's speaking even right now.
Wow.
It won't be formal communism, but it will be legal, Lord Jesus. It'll look like communism has hit the United States because of what people have to understand that the great falling away is not coming. It has already happened. The great falling away is not a falling away from church. It's a falling away from truth.
Ooh, Jesus. Wow. Wow.
People are going to keep coming to church. People are going to keep coming to revivals. But the Spirit of the Lord will not be there. That's why we are getting accustomed to coming to powerless services where God's not reverenced, but flesh is on display. And it's setting up an Antichrist spirit. In order for the Lord to receive the body of Christ, he sent the Holy Spirit to prepare the bride. But the same job that the Antichrist spirit does is a counterfeit spirit, and it comes to set up in the house of God. As 2 Thessalonians says, that he will come and he will sit in the house of God and declare himself and sit in the great temple of the Lord. And will woo the people away from their first love, as it says in Revelation chapter 2 and also chapter 3. It'll be a wooing away from truth, from the Spirit of the Lord, from the Spirit of truth. It's already happening. That's why people do respond to God. They respond to B3 Hammonds, and they respond to their favorite worship song, and they respond to their favorite preacher, whether they're in sin or not. Because people don't have a relationship with God to the point that they are convicted to their own hurt.
Yes, Lord. Woo! Jesus.
But I heard that every time, Tiana, when I come about this dream and I talk about it, God reveals something else. God pulls out something else that happened in that dream, and that television being gone. There is coming a day where people will take your Bibles, when people, and I speak right now that the enemy of the Lord, tell the enemies of the Lord, that he will strike you with a great and terrible sword, even the sword of his mouth, even with the breath of his nostrils. Because I can hear the enemy even on this line. Because the more, see, people are going to think that we got a hookup and that we are learning from the government what's about to happen. But it will not be through any government agencies, through any secret societies that you'll learn what's about to happen. It will be a revealing by the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
And whoever will not possess the true Spirit of the Lord in these last days will be lost.
Yes.
They will be blinded. They'll fall away.
Wow.
So these gentlemen came in, and we all got up off the floor, and they asked me, you know, do you want something to eat? And I said, yeah, you know, go get me these chips that I really like. And I said, I'll see you guys in a minute. And they walked out, and the old men began to scuffle and argue and fight. I'm like, what are these old men here? Why are they fighting? And I went into the middle room. And the middle room had all the lights out. It was a bedroom. And I grabbed a pillow, and for about 5 minutes, I just cried in the pillow because I didn't know what I just encountered. I didn't know if they were angels. I didn't know what had happened. What were these wheels in the sky? And what was taking place? And when I came back out, I noticed going in the room that there was a almost like a bookshelf. And on the bookshelf had different picture frames and pictures of white Jesus. And I know many of you guys back in the 60s and 70s, your grandmother or your mother had a picture of white Jesus with the blonde hair and the blue eyes.
You know,
the Jesus that was on the fans and all that, you know. Those are old school, remember them pictures, because that's the only picture that we had then, you know.
That's right.
And we didn't have no black Jesuses back in the day. You know, somebody made it up. It was a new rendering for us. So, you know, but when I came back out, I recognized there was a wind blowing. It was so silent. And I looked at the bookshelf, and the seven different frames, thank you, Jesus, the seven to eight different frames that had Jesus' picture in it, The picture, mm-hmm. the frames were there, but the pictures of Jesus was gone.
Okay, okay.
And the seven men that were in the living room were frozen in place. They were fighting mm-hmm. and scuffling, but they were frozen, almost like they were statues or mannequins. And I looked
wow.
outside the window, and I'm still asking God to reveal this. There was mm-hmm. a pony or a horse outside the window. But
mm-hmm.
the horse had these, had two giant eyeballs on its hind parts, on its hips.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
mm-hmm.
sitting there eating grass, but the wind was just blowing. And I looked outside, and it was nothing and nothing, just no one could be found. It was almost like being in a ghost town at this time of night. And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, I realized in the dream that the rapture had taken place.
Wow.
And I looked up. And when I looked up, I just began to call Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to call Jesus a lot. Jesus? Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Jesus. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I just began to call Jesus because I knew something had happened. And I
uh-huh.
knew that there was a separation that had taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke out of the dream, Obamasia. Thank you, Jesus. When I woke out of the dream, I couldn't move. And
mm-hmm.
Alonda and Prophetess had came back in the house, and Prophetess came upstairs. I was just laying in the bed, and Prophetess
mm-hmm.
came, and she said, "Oh, Apostle, I got news for you. Are you woke?" And I said, "Yeah, I got something." She said, "I got something to tell you." So we were all looking
mm-hmm.
at properties that day. Me
mm-hmm.
and DeCorian, everybody was in and out of the prophet's house. And I laid there, and she said, "I got something to tell you." And I said,
mm-hmm.
"I got something to tell you, too." But I didn't know. I was still half asleep. I did not know there was her. So when she walked
mm-hmm.
in the room, you know, she had her hair was, you know, done or whatever. And I
mm-hmm.
looked, and she said, "Who are you in here talking to?" And I said,
mm-hmm.
"I said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?" I was so paranoid. And then
mm-hmm.
she took her wig off. I know I'm really, really, really going to get in trouble with that. But it's the only way that I knew that she was real and it was really her. Because
uh-huh.
any of you guys, if you know about what's called a waking dream, a lot of times when you have a really, really, really intense dream,
mm-hmm.
and you wake up, you still feel like you're there or you're still in between two worlds. You're still trying to
yes.
wake up, but you're still stuck in a dream realm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when a lot of supernatural stuff happens. That's why a lot of times the enemy try to attack you in your body with spirits of incubus and succubus. So
uh-huh.
I was waking up, and when she took her wig off her head, her hair off her head, I knew it was her. So I was like, okay, I can kind of calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. But she sat next to me, and she said, "What's going on?" I said, "I have to tell you this dream before we do anything and go anywhere else today with the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you about this dream."
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I cried and I
mm-hmm.
shook for the next hour telling her about this dream because the fear of the Lord, I can't even, it was almost like dread. It was almost like I was scared to tell her about the dream. It took her
uh-huh.
it took a good 5 minutes to just get the dream out of me. And around about the time I was finishing up the dream, she said, "Well, I need you to go downstairs and get my purse." When I looked
mm-hmm.
to get up, I said, "I can't do that." She said, "Why?" I said, "There's a man in the corner."
Wow.
She said, "What do
mm-hmm.
you mean there's a man?" I said, "There's an angel in the corner, and he's looking through this wall at something." I saw the white robe. I saw his
mm-hmm.
shoulders. I saw the
mm-hmm.
arms at the side moving. And I said, I don't want to get out this bed. I can't get out the bed." And she said, "Come on, hurry up." And I got out the
mm-hmm.
bed, and I tiptoed down the steps
mm-hmm.
around the bed, and I got the purse, and I ran back. When I got back to the bedside and handed the purse, she said,
mm-hmm.
"What do you see? Are you seeing something?" And immediately I saw an angel slide through the wall looking over the bed, and I jumped in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was shaking up so bad.
Wow.
She said, "Maybe God's going to give you the rest of the dream. Go ahead back to sleep. I'm going to leave you alone. You're going back to sleep." I went back
mm-hmm.
to sleep, and God didn't show anything else necessarily. But the rest of the day, I was shaken up about that dream of the years 2013 through the years 2017. And I have to include this. maybe, actually, no, this was 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up. This was during the morning time as well. I woke up out of a dream. In the dream, I was sitting in the bed, and there was a stranger in there that was, he looked like he was poor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what's going on outside or whatever? And I looked outside the window, and clouds, again, clouds,
mm-hmm.
were turning
mm-hmm.
orange and amber. And they begin
mm-hmm.
to implode, like they were turning inside of each other, like when you have an explosion, like a mushroom cloud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they begin to fall to the earth. And one of them hit the building. And the building or the house happened to be my childhood home that I grew up in on Brendan Avenue. And
mm-hmm.
when it hit the building, it turned a neon orange and black, like,
mm-hmm.
only way I can describe it is burnt cheese. That's the only way I can describe it. And when it hit the building, the rest of outside looked like it just waved or like everything just shook. And then all of a sudden, this white stuff started falling down, and it fell on us inside the bedroom and also on
mm-hmm.
the outside. It was just everywhere. It covered everywhere. And I thought it was snow. And the guy said, oh,
mm-hmm.
my God, this wasn't this an awesome earthquake? And in the dream, I was like, but this, I've never seen this stuff fall when there's an earthquake. And when I woke up, God said to me, it wasn't an earthquake, it was a volcano. And someone even came to me and said that it might even be a bomb. But what
wow.
was falling was not snow, it was ash.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the Lord is just revealing, even day by day, more of, you know, this is what you call apocalyptic prophecy or
uh-huh.
dreams like that. But I've never dreamed like that. So when you call and said that God was telling you and talking about 2013 through 2017, I knew that that was a witness in my spirit about, and I knew I wasn't crazy, that God was confirming
mm-hmm.
what he was saying, what he was revealing. But it was nothing that I asked for. It was really
mm-hmm.
a horrible experience in the
mm-hmm.
dream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone else that had a dream that revealed something to me, but I think I'll tell that one a little bit later in the program if I have a chance.
Okay, well, I do have one person want to ask a question or give a comment, so I'm going to put them on now. So let's see. Okay, Carly, you on the line? Hello? Well, I guess they don't want to ask the question. So go ahead and continue. That is really awesome. I mean, you don't really hear a lot of people going to dreams that detailed about what's getting ready to happen. And remember, I told you when you started talking about the celebrities, what I told you I got in prayer last night.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's just really awesome. Wow.
I
wow.
know one of the deaths had already happened, and it was the very great singer, late great singer, Andy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be in the hospital. And
mm-hmm.
During this time, and I don't know, during the hospital, some of the things were going off, and I didn't even know this man sang this song, but I just kept over and over again, every time the little alarm would go off in the hospital room, I would
mm-hmm.
go, "Born Free," and I didn't know what I was saying,
mm-hmm.
but maybe a day later, 2 days later, it was reported that Andy Williams had passed, and he sang that song, he sang, you know, Most Wonderful Time of the Year, the Christmas song, and Moon River, and a whole number of other songs. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there will be more. And I know somebody's probably like, oh, my God, this is bad news. This is you have to realize what times we are in. This
yeah.
is not, you know, 1927. This is not 1816. We are living in the last, not even so much the last days, we're living in the last second. And we have to be rapture ready. And you got to
mm-hmm.
understand, the closer that we get to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there are going to be demonic forces, there are going to be catastrophic happenings, that are going to happen that we've never encountered before.
Wow.
So it's going to take more than just alone pleading the blood. It's going to take some prayer. It's going to take some fasting.
Yes.
It's going to take some giving up to God like never before. And there is going to be revival that's going to be turned loose, unlike Azusa, unlike we've ever seen. But it's going to happen with these great tremblings and these great birthing pains, these great suddenlies that's coming upon the earth. You know, the earth's water is about to break, and it's time to deliver, because the manifestation of the true sons of God, not just the children of God, but the sons of God, is yet to be disclosed. So we are really in the thick of the best of times and the worst of times.
Wow. Well, I have another call that want to ask a question, so I'm gonna bring them in now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right, caller, you on the line?
Oh, this is T.L. Myers. How you doing?
Hi, Myers. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to chime in. I'm very happy and pleased to hear this topic being shared with the world right now, because a lot of what Apostle, what you were speaking of, I've been in conversation with other prophets and pastors about this very same topic. What's to come in the end time, in these next few years. I'm just elated to be a part of this this conversation tonight.
Wow.
So, and I was just telling you today, Tanya, yesterday, about the dream I had Saturday afternoon about the bomb dropping. Prophecy is real. God is getting ready to do some quick things in this season.
And the church has to be ready. We have to be ready. I've been telling people, I say it's all or nothing in this hour. There's no in between. There's no I'm going to slip and slide over here. You got to be all the way in, or you just going on. You might as well, if you're going to be on Satan's side, go and do your thing. But right now, you got to be all the way in Christ.
Amen. Oh. That's all I wanted to say. I'm enjoying myself thus far.
All right. Thank you for
tuning in. Praise God. Praise God. Wow.
Wow. This is awesome. You know, even with the election, I'm so nervous about this election. I don't know. It's kind of like one of the things where you don't know who to vote for. I'm just so nervous about it because I believe either way it goes, God is going to do some things, and it's not going to be good.
Right. I don't want to say who's going to be president. I could come out and just tell you. But all I'm going to say is the way God has revealed it to me, that it will be Obama again, but this second term in the office is going to be the hardest term he's ever had. He's going to go right in office. And there's some other things that's going to happen, and I've really been praying for the first family. I really have. And, you know, we have to pray for those in leadership that we live a quiet and peaceable life. And I really, really have begun to pray for them, because the commonality factor of them being common and down to earth and the all-American family is great, but no one is watching. And someone has to pray against the attacks on his life. And there will be attempts, and so many other things the enemy is really going to try to do to thwart our focus. Because those that the enemy, I can tell you right now, those that the enemy, we all talking about, you know, get on the right side, and you need to make sure you're on the Lord's side. And it's almost too late, because those that belong to God are already on the Lord's side. And those that will come, he will save. But those that have made, it's almost like God is saying they have made their decision. And now God is coming, and he's not just sending judgment, but the wrath of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be undisclosed. People are going to see that God is angry with some things.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that he's pleased with. But if you think that everything that is happening in what mm-hmm. we are calling the body of Christ that God is pleased with, you are sadly mm-hmm. mistaken.
Wow.
Long, long way to go. We have so much more to do, God willing, in his timing. But this is really going to be a trying term, as God has revealed it to me,
mm-hmm.
for, and I'm not promoting anybody. I'm saying what the Spirit of the Lord revealed to Conrad Bowman. That this is going to be a difficult term because I'm telling you, as soon as he goes into office, y'all excuse my French, but all of hell, Hades, and Sheol is finna break loose. And
wow.
God is going to test us. By our
uh-huh.
words we're condemned, and by our words we're justified. And the Lord is about to put, he's about to put the money where our mouth is. Everything we've been decreeing and declaring and trusting in, he's about to see who is really walking in the God kind of faith and who is walking in church praise reports.
Wow.
Because there is a difference between a testimony and a praise report.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. I have another caller, so we're going to take this call.
Praise God. Amen.
Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Hi. I'm listening to the show, and I'm really enjoying it. And really, I was calling for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if, you know, if it was okay to call for prayer or not.
Yes. Yes, we have Apostle Conrad Bowman to pray for you. Is there any special need or you just want us to pray?
Well, actually, I was asked to do worship service at a church that I used to go to, and
mm-hmm.
I left there because of the way I was treated there, to be honest with you. However,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't just distance myself from people. I still try to fellowship with them. So now I've been asked to come back there, and I don't know if that's what God wants me to do.
Okay. Apostle Bowman, you want to pray for her?
Sure, sure. Lord, I don't want to tell you what to do. Really, really pray. But if you're really getting a check in your spirit about not going, then it really must be a no. Because if you do go, you probably get pulled on in the wrong way, and it may not turn out as pretty as it could. You know, because y'all church folks are messy. We're just going to pray.
Yes.
That even with that, God give you peace. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your daughter. God, she's been asked, God, to do something. God, she does it for you. My God, my God,
mm-hmm.
my God. But I thank you, God, right now, God, that you lead and guide her, God, according to your spirit. And, God, not
mm-hmm.
just because somebody asked, but, God, according to your spirit, God. And I thank you, Lord God, right now, God, even as I pray, God, I thank you. God, I see doors opening. And I just have to be specific and speak what God just showed me. I saw a car door opening, and I have no clue
ooh,
what that means.
Jesus.
But
car
God
broke down.
Knows what you're staying in need of.
Yes, Lord.
And
mm-hmm.
there is no lack in him.
Yes.
And your gifts will no longer be prostituted. God
Lord.
Knows where your next place is. You've been resting, but God knows where
ooh.
Your final place is in him, what ministry that is, who's supposed to be speaking over you, all of that. And God's going to allow some confusion to come away and some gossip. Some people even around you now gossiping. But God's going to shut the mouth of the naysayer.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God said, I'm about to lift up your hands in this season. And God said, your hands have been restored. They've been refreshed. And I give you clean hands. I give you clean hands. I give you clean hands because of your faithfulness. And there's many things going to come into your hands, even in the next 17 days. Even in the next 17 days, I hear God say, even during this month, even going into November, there's some things. Watch this Thanksgiving. This Thanksgiving is going to be something that you have not even thought about. And God said that there's something that you waited on for the past, Lord Jesus, for the past couple of years. And God said he's going to allow that to come through for you and your family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And we establish it, God. We call it done, and it is so now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Apostle, we got another caller coming in, so let's check. Oh, well, they went off, so continue.
Yeah, there'll be more callers, but I just, I'm really, really just, I'm just thankful because if you're part of the remnant right now, you're not doing what you want to do. You're doing divine assignments, and they put you in the most awkward places, but it's really, really God trying to set you up. So really, don't resist your small beginning, what looks like a small beginning or small happenings is really not. It's you're really in really one of your final assignments, and I'm talking to some specific people. You are on assignment. You haven't missed God. You haven't gone backwards. In fact, many of you think you've gone backwards, but you've really gone forward. Like, well, I feel like I'm the last. I don't feel like I'm going out the exit door when you're really closer to the front, because the last shall be first. And the first shall be last.
That's the word.
Those that sat up front and were first, God about to make them last. And those that sat in the back, they became teachable. They became meek. God's about to pull you to the forefront because there's a word in your mouth. God's not calling the somebodies. God's calling the seemingly nobodies off the backside of the wilderness. And the anointing is not just going to sit on the pulpit, but it's going to come from the sheepfold. It's going to come from the pew. It's going to come from the person you least expected had a word to save your life.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Apostle, we got another call. This is so good, y'all. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Yes. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Yeah, this is Apostle Arnold. I'm doing good. I was just calling. God had dropped some things in my spirit also. It's a lot of stuff going on in the body of Christ that shouldn't even be going on. And so when you were talking, it really just quickened my spirit, because God is getting tired of a lot of foolishness, a lot of deceiving, a lot of manipulating going on in the pulpit. We need to bring truth back to the pulpit, because God ain't pleased with a lot of stuff. And you know, God getting ready to even do a new thing in the body of Christ. But if they be willing to just listen to what God said in this hour, in this season, they won't miss it. But there's so much stuff going on in the body of Christ that they're going to miss out on the thing that God got for them, what God he got planned, got destiny for their life. But it's just so much that's going on. I mean, just going with God's book, there's so much talk that shouldn't even be going on, and God ain't pleased with it. I mean, it got to the point. It's a church, the body of Christ, that became a business, and it never meant to become a business. It for the healing for God people, cause they can come and get restored and get healed. But see, they quit preaching salvation and start preaching prosperity. But see, what they understanding is that prosperity not gonna get them through the kingdom. You know, it's a relationship with God going to get them to the kingdom. But that's why a lot of people are falling away from the church, because they ain't getting what God got for. You know, they being taught how to give, but they ain't being taught how to live right. And so now they confused. They understand what's going on, why I got to give so much, but my life still messed up and my life still screwed up. So that's why a lot of stuff going on ain't got no business going on in the body of Christ. And Apostle, it was so awesome about the dream that you was sharing. And I mean, it was so awesome, and you know, I'm agreement on that you know, God is getting ready to really do something in the body of Christ, and a lot of people just leaving the church because there ain't no truth. I mean, they just preaching what people want to hear and not what God had to give them, and people just start wandering around. You go to church, and sometimes you walk up in the church, you feel better when you went in, then you better when you come out, then you went in. And that ain't of God. That's just something that they started doing just to bring money, just to pull money. They're doing all kind of events just to raise money. Where's the faith at? Just should live by faith. I mean, if we're not living by faith, then how are we going to know what God going to do for us? How we know God going to turn our situation around? How are we going to stand? If we don't have faith, how are we going to stand?
That's right.
You know, so it's so much going on. If we begin to, if the body of Christ begin to, you know, be getting more in the word, close to the Bible, then they ain't got to worry about following me. And there's so many people that are following me and not God, and so that's why they've been getting caught up and getting hurt, because they've been following me. And the Bible, and we supposed to follow the word. Like Paul was saying, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
I agree. You know, I totally, you know, and it's really, I believe that God is not calling us to be, you know, living poe at the mouth, you know, and somebody probably know what I mean. You know, broke mother and this. But true prosperity is really the definition of true prosperity. True prosperity starts in your spirit. It don't start in your pocket. Wealth is a spirit. That I pray that you be in good health and prosper even as your soul prospers. So your spirit can't prosper past your pocket, you know, and neither can your pocket pass your spirit. You know, if you're unregenerated, then yeah, you know, the wealth of the wicked is most definitely yours. But if you are called to be righteous and you're living in righteousness, and everything you're going to get is going to come through clean means, it's going to come through righteousness, you know. So true prosperity is not, and it's not wealth, and it's not houses and cars, and oh, I'm just living my best life. But it's living my best life in the will, because I'm telling you, purification pays. It may take a little bit longer than a person shucking and jiving, but after a while, you won't just have form, but you will have the power thereof, of your prosperity or your true wealth or your true inheritance in God. So, most definitely.
Amen.
I really, Prophetess?
Yes, I'm here.
I know we probably, I just want to throw this in before we take any more callers. I think what God really has been revealing to me in the past couple of months that I really got to throw out here is that most people in the church live off of, so much off of, like he said, what men say and not necessarily what the word says, even down to religious forms and customs that we have that the word says nothing about. And to the place that we have stepped into self-revelation rather than the revelation of the Lord and our own opinion. And I got to say this. I heard one preacher say, you know, I just, you know, you got to live sinless. And sinless don't mean the absence of sin. Sinless means you sin less than you did last year. And I'm like, what does it matter if the wages of sin is still death? You may get your paycheck later than I do, but we both keep sinning. We are eventually going to pay up. And when you live in sin, death is your paycheck. So, you know, and the gift of God, we don't really think about it like that, but the salvation is a gift of God, and it gives you eternal life. So, I mean, it's really something. We got to get out of self-revelation, our self-emotion, what I feel, what I thought, well, what I think about it is, or what the word said to me on this side was. No, not just understanding the context of the Bible, but understanding when God starts speaking from between the lines. See, some of us know the words of God, but some of us know the word of God.
Wow.
And
that's
you cannot have a relationship with the words of God. And the lowest level of knowing God is your knowledge, is your brain. But
that's
when God comes to save your soul and your mind, the word of God does a total, it flips you 360 in your mind and in your will and your intellect and your psyche and your emotions to the point that he saves the soul, he regenerates the spirit, and he conserves and preserves the body for the last day. So it's time for us to be wholly saved and not a part-time you know, salvation.
Yes. Well, I have something on the chat line where I'm going to just read it to you. She's giving a comment and she's asking a question. She's saying, she just wants to say that my spirit is so in agreement with this word, and it is just so awesome that God would give us warning before time. We have to be open and ready to embrace it. Then she has a question. She says, Apostle, so what do you think we should be ministering in our churches or fellowships, especially when so many people are on different levels?
Wow. I really think to be an effective minister, you know, I came through the ranks and the rigmaroles and license and ordination of prophet and moving into the apostolic. But what I was taught first and foremost is to be an effective minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And understanding that, you have to be a well-rounded minister. And you may not be called to minister to everybody, but those that would be well-rounded, you got to know who to give milk to, who to give manna or bread to, who to give meat to, and who to give the mysterion to. And I know I can really explain that, but those are those four levels. You got the milk, you got the manna, you have, you know, the meat, and then you have the mysterion. A lot of us stop at the meat, but there's a place behind the veil. Jesus. So from outer court, inner court, most holy place, and we get to the veil and go behind the veil, but we don't step into another place in God. Beyond, you got to get in God. You got, not just another level, not just another atmosphere, not just another plateau, not just another sphere, not just another realm, not just another dimension, but there is a place in the Lord. I mean, in God.
Yes.
What is God thinking? And whatever is God is thinking, whatever God is premeditating, whatever God is calculating in his mind is what he's going to say. So we really need to hook up with the mind and the heart of God. And then when God thinks it, it'll come to his heart. And then out of the abundance of his heart, he'll begin to speak. And once he speaks, manifestation will come. And then when manifestation comes, emancipation will come for the people of God. But we have to attack the mind of God. What is God thinking? What, and that only comes through prayer. That comes through meditation. So what we should be ministering, all that Jesus came to do was minister the kingdom of God. I'm going to give you Bible. He was he made sure that the school of thought of the kingdom was the church. It was the kingdom of God. That was God's, it was the Father's good desire, his pleasure to give his children the kingdom. What is the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. There is no robberies in heaven. There's no rapes and mobbings and gangs in heaven. So we're here to pull down heaven to earth, not church to earth, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, down to earth. Where people are free from demonic oppression. They're free from illness. They're free from sin. Then we can move on to the business of the kingdom. But we don't realize we're not come to have church. We've come to be the church.
That's right.
And move and operate in the kingdom. So you can be saved and it gets you in the kingdom of heaven. But if you're not secure, then you'll always go around your life not actually, see, getting saved gets you in the kingdom of heaven. Living saved moves you into the kingdom of God. One place, one, the kingdom of heaven is an actual place. The kingdom of God is a function. It's an operation. It's a mode. It's an office almost. For the people of God, for the sons and the daughters of the kingdom to move in. So we really need to be ministering the mind of God. What is God saying? Not just from the pages and not just ABC and Bible. Because, I mean, sometimes we just preach no more than Bible stories. But we need to actually ask God, give me a faith walk. And when you give me a faith walk, you begin to live biblically. And when you can see the word for how it really is, then you can minister a living word and not just a cliche to people. Because people want to know, have you experienced God? And how can you get God up in my experience? The Holy Ghost didn't come to give us tongues. He came to give us power over the enemy.
Yes, that's right. Power. That's right. Well, we have another caller. Let's see. Let's bring this caller
in. I know
that
was a lot, but I just had to get that out.
It's been awesome. I'm enjoying it. Hello, call. Oh, wait a minute. Hello, caller, you're on the line. Hello? Okay, well, I guess they don't want to talk. Oh, the lady on the chat, she said, tell him thank you. Wait a minute. Yes, tell him thanks.
Thank
and
you for asking. Praise God.
Is a replay for many. She said, thank you, this is a replay for many. So, now, I have a question. We know the Bible talks about the mark of the beast.
Yes.
What do you think it will be? Or are we closer to really, really seeing that in this generation?
Lord Jesus, we're closer than we've ever been, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would dare not just hop out and say exactly, oh, the mark of the beast is this.
Mm-hmm.
I do know one thing. I will not be taking no chips in my body.
Yeah.
I know that.
I know, right, yeah.
For purchase of anything. And when you got to start swiping your hand like a credit card, and they're not saying paper plastic no more, they're saying flesh, I that's just too close for me. That's too close to comfort for me. You know, no, sorry, Bobby Jr. And it will be very obvious. And we know, according to the word, when that does happen, according to the word, not just our millennial views or our premillennial views or amillennial views, but according to what the word says, the body of Christ will not be here, and the Holy Spirit will not be here. Because his job will have been finished on this earth. If you are saved, you'll be saved by your faith like they were in the Old Testament. There will no longer be. That's when the scripture comes alive that says that tongues will cease and that prophecy will cease. There will come a time where there won't be no need for gifts because the gifted will be gone. The anointed will be gone.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, so.
Okay, I'm going to bring another caller in.
Praise God.
Hello, caller. You're on the line.
How you doing? Just asking for a word of prayer for favor in the I'm getting ready to start a school for at-risk youth here in Jacksonville, Florida. So I'm just asking God for favor and some of the things that I need to get started. We're hoping to start up in January of 2013.
Wow. And this is what kind of school again? I'm sorry.
It's an alternative school for at-risk youth. We're targeting a lot of the dropout males here in the city.
Wow.
State of Florida, Jacksonville has the highest rate of dropout males in the entire city, in the entire state.
Wow.
We're going out. Bring those kids back in.
Yes, Lord. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you right now, God. God, I thank you, God, for God this gentleman, God, that's asking for prayer, God, concerning the schooling and concerning, God, the Everest youth, God, and God, the youth, God, that need to come, God, not just into moral rectitude, but God, that need to come into spiritual rectitude with you, Father God. I ask, God, that many of them be saved. And, God, I just thank you, God, whatever grant is needed, God, that it would be open. God, I speak that. I speak $50,000 grants, God. I speak $100,000 grants. God, I thank you, God, these children will go into scholarships, God, and will go to college and go into school, Father God, and make their families better and their communities better. God, even now where I sit, God, I speak over Jacksonville, Florida. God, I speak, God, that there'll be a shifting and a turning, God, even in the government in Jacksonville, Florida. Father God, that there's some things that need to be overturned that would be overturned, God, concerning the communities. And I speak to the crime rate to go down. I speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit, that ruling spirit of rage and murder over the city will go down in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, you have no place, power, or authority. Satan, take your hands off your children. Take your hands off God's children. Take your hands off right now. And I loose the power of God. I loose it in the neighborhood. I loose it. God, I speak out the gang activity, gang activations, God. Flaggings, God, they will go down. Salutes will go down in the name of Jesus, God. Every operation that the enemy has set up, the witchcraft that's been loosed in the city, even the charismatic witchcraft in the church, Father God, that you would tear it down. You would tear it asunder in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And God, loose it. I loose it, and I loose the blessings of God over this, your manservant, over his household. God, everything he touched, God, turn to gold. Everything he touched, prosper. God, everything he speak, be established in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, Apostle, looks like we have another caller. I'm going to bring him in.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Hi. Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. How are you?
I'm okay.
Hi. Good evening.
This is Pastor Melissa. I was just calling in and let you know I'm really enjoying the show tonight. My husband called in earlier, and he's just fired up. His spirit is just stirred up.
Okay.
Glory to God. We're glad you were able to tune in tonight. Praise God.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm trying to
yeah.
keep him from preaching and taking over your show.
Well, have all right. We have 49 right. more minutes, so you can have your way.
Man.
We're going to let... but we did want to ask for prayer from Apostle. We want to...
Oh, sure. Anything specific or?
Pray about the ministry. Just pray for direction concerning the ministry.
Glory to God. God said, go forward. God, we thank you right now. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Ooh, Lord Jesus. There's some people that owe y'all some money, but I'm not going to go into that. Lord, I thank you right now. God, every person holding up their finances concerning the ministry, I pray it be loose right now in the name of Jesus. God, glory, glory, glory. God, I thank you, God, that the Spirit of God would take over like never before. God, I thank you, God, for the dreams and the visions, God, you've been giving this man of God and the strategies you've been giving this couple. God, I thank you, God, for opening it up. Open up in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, for the spigot being open. God, the blessings, God, raining down in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, the path he has taken, Father God, has caused them much ridicule and much persecution. But God, they're standing on the blood-stained banner. And God, I thank you, God, for loosing, God, every blessing, every opportunity, every open door, God, for them. And all they need in the ministry would be supplied. God, send willing workers to the ministry, God. God, that would not just take up a job, but that would carry their spirit. God, real sons and daughters. God, not people that were there to mooch off of them and pull on them, but God, people that would lift their hands up. God, I thank you, God, you're sending some Joshuas. I thank you, God, you're sending some Hurs. God, I thank you, you're sending some Aarons and some Miriams. God, to lift their hands up. God, even in this time, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for it right now. Father God, in what you're doing in their family, I pray, God, that you would continue to do it. God, I thank you, God, for the reunion, the reuniting that I see in the family structure in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you, God, for what the total restoration being done, even in the scope of the church. Hallelujah. Even in the scope of the church. I thank you, God, for those weedy inventions, God, you put down on the inside of this. God, you're a woman servant, you're a maid servant, you're a handmaiden. God, that they would even come out, even concerning some business things. I thank you for them coming out right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the books they have to write. God, there are people that have to read them. Hallelujah. And the influx of the income that shall come from that. I thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus. We call it done. It's established. It's finished. It's complete now in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. We give you glory for it. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen. I received that, Apostle. It did. Y'all that got me stirred up on the night, but I did thank God for the talk and thank God for your obeying God on tonight. You know, there's so much God is just showing us in these last days that we got to come to a change. We got to even, you know, change our mindset about some things. You know, it's so many people in ministry that caught up in tradition, don't want to change. They, you know, and their leaders are holding the women back because of tradition. But God said in his last days he would bring his spirit down on all flesh. But see, some people still stuck like that. And God trying to get them out of tradition because we can walk into the destiny in a place said, God, have us this time. And I just thank God for you all. And Apostle God said, he getting ready to do some things in your life. He getting ready to exalt you and take you to another place in him. There are so many things that God had promised you that ain't came to pass yet. But God said, by you obeying him tonight, he would to bring them all to pass. God said, not many days you're going to see a change. You're going to get a change in the whole atmosphere, even around you. Everything, they're going to be getting a change. You're going to be just like in a whirlwind, God said. But God told me to tell you, continue to stay faithful. And God said, watch him. God said, even in your ministry, we're to go to another level, God said. And God said, just be encouraged and know that he is with you at every step of the way. Like there are people that have come against you many times, but you was able to hold on. You were able to keep the faith. And God said, by you able to keep the faith, he said, he fit to show you who he is in your life. And just continue to stay faithful. And I just thank God for you tonight, Apostle.
Man. Apostle, are you here? Hello?
Praise God. I'm so thankful. Okay. Oh, my God. I just pray that God just continue to meet every need, every need. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory.
Okay, I have some more calls, but I have people texting me wanting you to pray for them. I have one young lady. She wants you to pray for her and her daughter to restore her family and her finances.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, right now, God, we ask God. God, we speak, God, over this woman, God, and her daughter. Father God, the whole household, God, even the finances, God, they will come into divine order right now in the name of Jesus. I keep hearing God say, sow your way out. I don't know who it is, but God's saying, sow your way out. Even if you don't have money, sow in your service. But God's saying that you will come out and you'll come out unscathed. Hallelujah. I don't know why I don't know who it is. It doesn't have to be this person. But I'm seeing a lawsuit. I'm seeing a in court. And God says it's going to go in your favor. I speak that it's going to go in your favor. You've lost much and lost a lot of time. But God is going to restore those years. God's going to restore your pocket. God's going to restore your name even for this. Because the enemy was trying to set you up. But God said, I'm going to set you up because of this now. But God, we give you the glory and the praise for it. God, I speak the blessings of God, the unmerited favor of God over this household, God, and do it swiftly and do it quickly, God. I send the Holy Spirit to where you are and for everything to come into order now in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And then I have another one wants you to pray for direction.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God, for direction. God, we thank you right now. God, I ask God right now, God, for the person asking for direction, God, you would open their eyes, Father God. And you've actually been showing them. God, let them not reject what you've been showing them, Father God. And where it seems cloudy and unclear, God, I thank you for spiritual clarity, God, concerning their transition and where they should move and where they should go. God, I ask God that you would open every door and shut every door that don't need to be opened. God, I thank you for leading and guiding them in the spirit of truth, God. I thank you for opening and preparing the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask it right now, God. I call it done, and it is so. I decree it, I declare it, I establish it, and I publish that in the realm of the spirit, that it be done, that it be finished, it be complete in the name of Jesus. God, do what man thought could not be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
All right, Apostle, we're going to take another caller.
Hallelujah.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm good. It's Prophet Sean.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Listen, Apostle, I just wanted to say, you know, I am thoroughly, thoroughly excited to hear a true apostolic voice. You know, not to minimize anybody or anything of such, but within the time that we live, because we're in the time where the apostles and the prophets, this is the hour for the apostles and the prophets, and I'm going to tell you, this has really been a strength and a blessing and a thorough encouragement to me, myself as a prophet of God. There's so much that's going on, and I just want to just say thank God for you. Thank God for who you are in the kingdom. Thank God for your gift. Thank God for your anointing. Thank God for your ministry. And I want you to be praying for me as well. We're getting ready to do some things next year, but I just wanted to connect with you in prayer and ask for your prayers for our ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, most definitely. God bless you.
Bless you.
God, we thank you right now. God, I thank you, God, for this man. So, God, I thank you, God, for this prophet. God, I thank you, Lord God, right now for Prophet Sean. God, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall come to pass. God, it just keep ringing. I just keep seeing you coming out of a dark place, coming out of a tunnel. You just been having blinders on. You know, folks been saying stuff that the Lord was saying to you, like, okay, that's great. But I'm hearing something else. God's saying this. And God said, because of your obedience, God is leading you straightway into a realm that you have no clue. You've been praying for it. Oh, God. Pastor, you've been praying to tap this. And the ministry of healing and miracles, like you've never seen, is about to come out of you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And out of your mouth, man of God. Thank you, Lord
thank
God.
You,
for the glory. I thank you, God, for a sword. There's a sword of judgment and repenting. Lord Jesus, a repentance coming out of your mouth for the body of Christ. And you're going to call the fathers back to the children and the hearts
thank
of children
you.
Back to the fathers. You're going to call the people to the Lord. There is a mantle of Elijah and the mantle of John the Baptist on you. But the wisdom, the wisdom, Lord Jesus, even as it concerns, I just keep hearing that. God said monetary miracles. God said,
wow.
Be careful what you speak now because it will come to pass. He said, and it shall come to pass. Your plans, continue to bring them in the presence with you. Every time you write it down, bring it in the presence with you. Bring it in prayer with you because it is coming to pass. And those connections that God needs for you to open up and that needs to come to fruition is going to come. It's coming right out of the presence of the Lord. It's coming right out of your prayer life. And God, thank you for being faithful and not polluting yourself by getting in connections too fast. God said, because you waited, God's going to open the door.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's
going to bless like never before. God, do it according to your word. Do it because you said you would.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. You can't lie, God. And we thank you for God. We thank you for the manifestation and provision for the vision in the name of Jesus. We call it done now, God. We call
it done
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless
somebody,
you, Father.
I don't know who it is, but somebody
thank you.
Suffering.
God bless you.
God bless you. I don't even know if this is for you or somebody on the line, but God is speaking to you right now. Somebody's suffering is over. It's over.
Yes.
Your suffering,
yes.
Your lack is over. You can mark today. Today, you start stepping into your final Lord, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to step into your divine inheritance. You're going to step right into your next final days of inheritance, of increase, no lack.
Mm-hmm.
God said promotion. And favor is calling your name. It will not forget your name. And your next your name is in the next level. Your next level got your name in its mouth. It won't forget your name because your struggle is over. Your suffering is over. Your bondage is over. God is taking you out of the prison, and God is loosing you. He's loosing you to the real nations. Not just the neighborhoods and the communities, but God's loosing you to the real nations. You're going to begin to travel. Thank you, Jesus, because there is a word in your mouth, and the nations need that word. God is going to publish you. Thank you, Jesus, across this great earth, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
Apostle, Jesus. We have four more calls, but I also have someone on chat has another question.
Praise
she's
God. One,
saying,
real quick, I just want to throw this in. Tiana, that was for you.
Okay. Wow. Jesus.
That was for you. It was for somebody else, but that was for you. That one was for you. That one was for you. But we can proceed. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
She said, I know we are saying that we need to be ready. Could he explain what that means for those who don't know?
Obedience to the Spirit of God. Let me tell you something. What God may have you reading, he may not have me reading. It's what is the Lord telling you to do? And anything, like Providence was saying, give all or nothing. I can't tell you what is your level of obedience. But God knows where you what you need to be doing, and you know what you need to be doing. So you got to follow the Spirit of the Lord. As he leads me, I will follow. The will for your life and the, my next neighbor's life, and it's not the same. God has different assignments for different people. But being ready, especially as far as it concerns the end time, is really being in a position where God, you got to be in a position. Hear me. You don't hear anything else tonight. You got to be in a position where God can speak to you at any time, any place, anywhere, and whatever he tells you to do, you have to do it. You cannot wait on it, because delayed obedience is disobedience.
That's right. Wow.
And
these
days, they're on our head. So we really got to be, we are wanted in the realm of the spirit. We are armed and dangerous, and the enemy don't like us. But we have weapons, and we got authority over the power of the enemy. And it's time to use our exousia. It's time for us to use that authority.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise
God. Well, Pastor, we have 30 more minutes, and I have four more calls. So let's bring one in now.
All right.
Hello, Paulie on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. And yourself?
I'm good.
Good. Just want to say I have enjoyed the show. It is a blessing to get insight from a man and a woman of God, you know, that's truly walking upright before the Lord, who's not sugarcoating the word of God, who's not taking the word of God and trying to pimp it and get things from God's people. It is very, very rare that you see what I've heard tonight. And I just want to pray the blessings of the Lord over the ministry, both of the ministry, and that God continue to swing open doors so that people can hear. It needs, the word like that need to go out. There are people who standing in places, and the word is falling on the soil that is not being tilted. And when you have true men and women of God that can tilt the soil, that can put their ear to God's heart and see what the Lord is saying unto the church who care about the people, that's very rare, and they need to be in place for the Lord to utilize them. So I thank the Lord for the ministry. And I would like for you all to stand in agreement with me that I'm able to go forth in the ministry that God has given me.
Yes.
Amen. We totally do. We totally do. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, God. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. So you wanted, did you want him to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry. y'all pray for me, Lord Jesus. I'm 28, but I swear I'm 68 in the spirit. God, we thank you right now. I was I just kept seeing a seesaw, and it wasn't about you going back and forth about what you're called to do, but it was really people trying to lord over you and really just a lot of doubters. But God, I just encourage your main servant, God, that the ministry that you called her to do, it is from you, that she can step out and be bold, God, and be loosed in her gifts and in her calling and in her anointing. God, I thank you, God, for lifting up her hands, God. I thank you for opening up the way. Father God, put her on billboards in the spirit, God, that people would be earmarked with her name in their mouth, God, for opportunities, God, in ministry, God. I thank you, Lord God, for things opening up. I thank you, Lord God, for the dry season being ended in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, right now that you're taking the cap off of the ministry. And everything that needs to be poured in, be poured in. And God, everything that needs to be taken out, be taken out. But I see more being poured in. I see more being poured in. Thank you, God. I thank you for the books. I thank you for the CDs. I thank you, God, for even the music. I don't know what I'm seeing. But God, I just thank you, God, for that multifaceted anointing, that writing anointing. I thank you, God, for being on your maidservant, God. Do a mighty, multifaceted, multiplicity work, God, in her. God, to the point that no man can argue with it. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it. Establish it. God, it'll be established. Keep her, and she'll be kept, God. Preserve her, she'll be preserved. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you all, too. Coming out and going in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Praise God.
Hello, caller, you on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Call you on the line. Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear
us? Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You on the line.
Hi. Hi, prophet. Hi, prophetess.
Hi.
I was the young lady that asked for the prayer for direction. And I just want to say that tonight has truly been an experience for me. I actually just got out of church, and the word was so on time. And then I was told to log in to listen to the word tonight, and I didn't get to hear it all, so I'm going to go back and listen to it. But it has been a blessing to me tonight. And the prayer that you prayed for the direction was so on time. So I just want to say thank you.
Amen.
I'm also trying to make some decisions on writing a book. About my life. And I'm a little afraid to write it because I know it's going to step on a lot of toes, but I want to be obedient to God at the same time. So I need direction in that area of which way to go.
Wow. Have you started writing the book yet?
I have not started writing the book yet. Not yet.
Okay. Wow. I don't know why I'm seeing God. I feel like you already consecrated for this, but I really see God sending you back on consecration because some of the stuff that you've lived through is a little hard, it's a little raw. God's going to have you to what words to say, but you're
okay.
Actually going to, in the spirit, you're going to live those things again. And you're going to have to relive them and be at peace with them. So I see a total detox coming up in consecration. It may not necessarily be fasting, but it is a pulling away and a separating from some people. There's some people you can't even tell you write in this book.
Okay.
There's really some people, because some people will try to really, they'll try to mess you up and sidetrack you from the timing of the book and all of that. And I don't know why. I see a release of it in 2014, but it needs to be written next year. And God's going to open up the door for the publishing company. God's going to open up all that. I don't even know if you have that yet, but God's going to really open it up to the point that someone will be able to pull it off of a shelf. But God's saying, give your story to him. That's who really is going to publish it and who's going to really open the doors for it.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Don't be afraid.
Thank you so much.
Really, don't be afraid. Don't be fearful, even of the backlash. Because there's some folk, again, that are around you, sweethearts, that are jealous, and God is going to remove them. You may have not even said anything, but the favor that's on your life, God's going to begin to remove certain people. And the people that need to be around you to push that, and just the vision, and even the exact timing of it. There's so many things God's going to change about you and rearrange about you to the point that when the book is released, and some other things in you, ministry things that's going to be released in you regarding people, because he got a heart for people, God is really going to open the doors for you to really administrate and help the way you want to help. and to give the way you want to give and give your time and effort. And God's going to bless you. God's really going to bless you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. So much confirmation tonight. Amen. I don't even think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight, but.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too.
God bless you.
Okay, Apostle, we have another call and we have a chat, but we're going to take this call because we have, like, about 20 minutes left.
Okay.
Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, Tiana?
Hi.
How you doing? I just want to say I love you so much. I love your show.
Is this my cousin?
Anonymous. I want to just get quickly about something. I want to talk about a dream that I had a couple of days ago. It wasn't really a couple of days, but it was like really a couple of weeks, but I haven't said nothing to anybody. But it was a dream that I can remember that I had a snake bruising my ankles several times, and he had venomous poison inside of him. But what happened is I never died. I never got sick. I never got poisoned. And I wanted to know what this dream was really about. And it's another thing I wanted to ask about, too. You know, when the times I'm sleeping or what, I hear these loud churning voices and things like that, and it seems like I'm awake or what, but I cannot move. And I want you to explain to me if you know what is that going on.
Witchcraft. I think somebody is in a fit of laughter somewhere listening to me, because I believe that first response, just like in the medical field, the first response prevents a lot of things. And sometimes we try to wait and be like, oh, well, maybe it's not witchcraft, or maybe it's not this, maybe it's not that. But really what it is, I really picked up that it was a lot of word curses sent your way. And to be honest, in the spirit of God, there's even some things God going to pull, not that you're doing, but there's some things, even ancestrally, even probably in the region, really, that God's going to pull you away from. I just keep hearing that there's stuff being done and has been done in the region, on the grounds where you've been. And God is really saying, clean house, sanctify your house, step up in your authority in the spirit to really, really, really come into who you are and separate, really, really separate from some people, some girlfriends, you know, and there's some prayers that needs to really, really go forth. Even over that. But God, I really got to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this serpent, this snake God, God, in the dream God, and the influence God that tries to attack her in a sleep God, I speak, God, to every spirit of mare, God, every spirit of incubus and succubus, God, every Lilith the night hag, God, I speak to those spirits that they would vacate the premises in the mighty name of Jesus. They have no place there. I speak a vacant house. I speak vacant occupants, and the only occupant in your house be the Holy One of Israel. I speak it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of God, get in the fibers, God, of that house, and God, in the fibers of our life, God, every toxic relationship, in the name of Jesus, every person pulling, God, every parasitic relationship be cut off in the name of Jesus. God, everything that the enemy tried to sever of our strength, sever of our joy, sever of true happiness, God, I speak, God, that you would do a new thing right now in the name of Jesus in our life, God, a new thing. A new thing in our life, God. God, that you won't have to go and hide what you're doing in her, but you're going to put people around her, God, that's going to celebrate her. And God, teach her how to celebrate herself. Teach her how to celebrate what you're doing in her. In the my name, and teach and show what, who to tell what to, in the name of Jesus, that people not take advantage of her. I thank you, God, for leading in a new way. God, a new anointing come down on her life, God, even in a dream life. God, that she understand it. God, in the spirit of deception,
the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of torment, the spirit of unbelief and doubt would be not even in around her. God, that you would totally torment the spirit of torment in her. Father God, I speak it, God, and I eradicate their presence, and let them be annihilated in the name of Jesus. God, let them see the finger of God in that place where she sleeps. And God, I command a release, God, that she sleeps, that she sleeps, that she sleeps
God.
With soundness. And that dreams come from your spirit and from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
In
God,
the name
you've been
of
given
Jesus.
Authority over every serpent, every scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy, and shall by no means harm her. We decree, declare it. If so, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't want to take most of your time, but it was it's so important to me to just to listen to you guys and just to hear what's going on in the world today, what's going to happen. It's, the information is very, very vital. And it's just one more thing, that, Apostle Bowman. I just want to pray for my husband. My husband is coming home for being incarcerated. And I want to pray for us just to keep us focused and keep us on that path of righteousness and just to keep our family up, lifted up in the Lord. And just have us, the two flesh become as one in our marriage, you know, and just keep the Lord in this, in our center of our lives. And I just want to, I just want to ask you to pray for me about that. That'd be all.
Lord God, we thank you, God. I thank you, God, for him being released, God. I thank you, God, for him coming home quicker than planned. And Father God, I see what the enemy is doing. I see the separation. I see it, God. I see what the enemy is trying to do. Father God, I just speak, God, a new word. I see what was about to happen. I pray, God, you make him a man of God for her, God. God, he's the head of household. God, make him. Make him. It wasn't going to happen. But because you speak, have me on this line, I'm speaking it. By the grace of God, God, you would turn his heart toward you, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn it right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Do it, God. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. More word. More word. Lord, y'all making me go old school. But more prayer. More prayer. More prayer. More prayer. More prayer.
Yeah.
More prayer, more prayer, more prayer, more power. No prayer, no power. Much prayer, much power. I thank you, God,
Lord,
for the blessing of the righteous, availing much, God, in this situation. He's coming home, a man of God. I decree it to be so, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Sober him up, God.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good
God.
Night, God. Thank you so much.
God
bless
you.
Of Jesus.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In the name of Jesus.
All right, Apostle, I have a prayer from the chat line. This will be the last one because we're running out of time. This is from Zoe Girl Ministries. She's having a conference on the 2nd. She said it's a very strategic conference, and she really wants you to pray.
Yes, God. And it's on what day is that? I think November 2nd?
November 2nd, yes.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Lord. God, we just ask you right now, we come to you. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would direct every step, God, that everything that is supposed to happen, God, happen. And God said, don't be dismayed when it doesn't look, it's not going to look like how you planned it at first. But it's all going to go according to plan. Hear the word of the Lord. It's going to go all according to plan. God said, stick with the strategy that he gave you. I know other people have been coming to you telling you to do it this way and do it that way, but stick exactly, I keep hearing that, exactly with the way God told you to do it, because you're going to have a mighty turnout of people that you weren't expecting. And there's some people even going to come back to you and repent, God said. But God said that this conference that you're embarking on is really going to put the enemy out of business in that region.
So do exactly what he's called you to do. I loose the blessings of the Lord over you and your ministry that will prosper, that nothing shall fail. Nothing shall fail you, not even your body. And I speak strength to your body. I speak strength to your ministry. The enemy will not sap you of your energy in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God. I don't know why, but God, every health condition, God, be healed. By the, yes, God, be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, do it now. Now, God, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Apostle, this has really been a blessing. We must have you back on this show, like, really, really soon.
Wow.
Most
yes,
of you guys,
God.
If you heard from the beginning, he had all this information. If you guys need to get in contact with him, most of you, I think, are on my Facebook page. Please feel free to inbox me. And you guys do not want to miss November the 1st. His fiance will be on here talking about dreams, and she will be interpreting dreams. So you guys, please, you do not want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. Like I said, give them your email address again, Apostle.
Yes, the email address is transformationprophet@gmail.com. That's the word transformation and the word prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Not prophet, not P-R-O-F-I-T, but P-R-O-P-H-E-T @gmail.com. That's transformationprophet@gmail.com. And also, just another announcement, I will be coming to the Atlanta area in December. I believe the dates are December 14th and 15th. There's going to be a mighty shaking. It's the God Encounter 2012, and we want to see you there. There's going to be a mighty outpour in the city of Atlanta, and we don't want you to miss it. Praise God.
And he is coming to Jacksonville, so you guys stay tuned for that really, really soon. So he will be in Jacksonville really soon. So you guys, this has been a blessing. We want to thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you hopefully, prayerfully, on the 11th, no, November the 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time. So you guys, thank you for tuning in and be blessed.
We are so thankful you decided to join us this week. To keep up with ministry updates, go to www.TianaCopelandMinistries.org and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TianaCopelandMinistries. Join us next time and make sure you invite everyone to join us as well. We pray for you, you, and you, that the blessing of the Lord maketh it rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22, God bless. And we'll be